in an Australian team post Mitchell Johnson, post Ryan Harris.
Tomato sauce on my arm. Seriously,
it's normally me that derails these conversations.
Sorry, I just looked down. I was like, "Am I bleeding?" And it was. No, it's tomato sauce.
When did you last have tomato sauce?
I had a pie this morning. But
this morning?
I know.
This morning. I know. Tonight.
I know.
Cricket, cricket. Bats, bats, bats.
Balls, 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 balls.
Sport.
And then make like a bye-bye-bye-bye-bye.
Hey, welcome to Sporting Woods. On this week's episode, we obviously review the great test that was England versus Pakistan. How good was Yashir Shah with 10 wickets on that last day? Crazy. We also talk about the upcoming test series between Australia and Sri Lanka and give a couple of bold predictions for what we think might happen.
Yes, and then I will take you through the quick six.
Oh no!
I completely forgot that I had to talk.
So the Aussies have started their warm-up games for the Sri Lanka tour. They versed the touring team the other day. I don't think there was any of the guys that would be playing for Sri Lanka in that touring side. But there was a couple of good performances. One of the guys I've been pretty critical of, Steve O'Keefe, got a fifer.
You have given him a bit of a rough...
I have. I've been pretty...
rough road.
But I'm, like, obviously willing to
I mean, hey, I've seen you... You know, like, give Steve Smith a fair go. And then he went and made that 230-odd, you know. So things have happened, you know. Yeah. We're not always right, but we're mostly right.
But it's not about right or wrong, Luke. It's about results. It's about process.
Process. So, and it looks like Stephen O'Keefe was.
I actually didn't see how he got those. No,
I thought this is where this was going. I was like, oh my God, man takes a fifer. Could the man possibly do more?
But I mean, it would depend on how he took those wickets. And I gotta be honest, I don't know if the footage of that tour game was.
There was a little bit. I know
I didn't see any of O'Keefe's wickets.
I saw Steve Smith took a ripping catch in the slips. I did see that one.
I saw more highlights of the game they played against themselves.
That was cool.
But they loved that. And Sean Marsh made a century as well.
So he's still knocking on the door. I gave him shit last week.
You did. So both of the guys we gave shit actually have performed the best in these touring games.
They probably heard us, man. They probably listened to the show. Lifelong members of the friends of the show, Sean Marsh and Steve O'Keefe.
They took our opinions critically. They were just like, God, those Sporting Woods guys, how dare they? So anyway, they have been performing and playing, I think.
But we digress.
They're acclimatizing to the conditions.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I think from what we've seen, they look all right. I think if I was going to make any sort of bold predictions for the series, I would say... From what I saw in those highlights, Mitchell Stark looks raring to go.
He is
going to be flash, aerodynamic hairdo,
fresh haircut.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw that he had a shaved head.
Was he Marsh? No, it was.
I'm sure it was him. His action.
Excellent. All right,
so
beautiful.
He's going the Mitch Johnson. Going to shave my head.
Is he going to get a mustache?
I don't know if he can grow one, but if he could,
I reckon he could probably grow a pretty decent mustache.
Well, let's hope. But he did look good. He was bowling quick. Again, those highlights were from the tour game against each other.
Yeah. And so he looked fun with it, but even still. Oh, my dear.
Anyway, that's the Australian. We're still waiting for the test series
that cracks off next week?
To start. Yeah, end of July.
End of July, which is next week. Next Friday. That'll be. Oh, wow. Beautiful.
Awesome. So, very exciting. How good. But the big story of the week.
Yes, and finally a story that's not Australian related.
Yeah.
That we can sink our teeth into.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. And really finally, you know, I've been bitching and moaning, I'm sure people are sick of it, about the lack of competition in Test cricket. What we saw in the England versus Pakistan game was exactly what I always remember of Test cricket.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously every game's not going to be, you know,
as good as that.
Tight, you know, and always that competitive. But the conditions and the way that, You know, I always feel that the ball should dominate day one and day five. In between, the bats, the pitch flattens out and whatever. But that's what you saw. You saw it at the start. The ball was swinging. There was grass on the pitch for them to work with. Yep. And then it dried out, and there was stuff for the spinners on final day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect Test cricket pitch. So good on the curators in England.
And at Lords, you would expect to be good. But there has been some... I think it was pretty average when we were there, if I remember correctly.
Well, no, I think it was more that the teams played pretty average. What I saw on that last day, although England didn't make it, their batsmen were actually trying to play... They weren't trying to get that 280 by bludgeoning it.
No, they
were trying to play Test cricket together. It was just terrific bowling.
Yeah, it was a fascinating match, and that's I'm so excited to see that young spinner, Yasir Shah, to see him bowl in Australian conditions. Not that we really have much spinning pitches these days, let's be real, but I can't wait to watch Australia play Shane Warne. Well, it's only young days, but I can't wait to watch what Australia does. Having to take those conditions because he bowled so well. 10 wickets? Oh.
Yeah, I saw an interesting comment the other day on Reddit saying, with the Australian conditions, how they're going to go, it hasn't been a spinner. And someone brought up Danish Kanaria, who I always thought was a pretty good spin bowler.
Yeah.
And he bowled really well the last time. I think it was two series ago. But he had Kamran Akmal as his keeper. And remember, Akmal dropped like 4 catches or something?
Yeah.
It was a ridiculously poor wicket-keeping performance.
Which let him down.
So, this is in response to your point about the spinning pitches in Australia. I believe that spinners can play a part in Australian wickets.
Yeah,
it's about, can the team as well help him out? And I think, they've proven that they can do that. But yeah, I'm expecting pretty good things from him. Mm. And in talking about how Australia are going to handle it, that's the ultimate test for Australia. I think everyone knows that. A good spinner against Australia, you've always got a chance.
That's it. That's just a level of excitement that we didn't have last year, with the Windies and to an extent.
No, we had New Zealand. And New Zealand were good, but it wasn't New Zealand's... to me, it wasn't the team's fault from last year. It was the pitches.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think, though, because the teams from last year were predominantly looking for fast wickets, they didn't get that.
Mm.
They got... not slow wickets, but they got straight up and down.
Yeah.
They got straight up and down pitches as opposed to, they didn't even get any bounce.
Mm.
Even the whacker that we all remember didn't offer too much sideways movement, but the bounce was enough to keep the bowlers interested.
Yeah.
Whereas last year, it's just so predictable, the Australian pitches. So Australia need to, the curators need to try and do something. Again, any curators out there,
Explain to us
why it's not so easy, because for us,
we're wondering what the hell's going on.
Yeah, why it isn't able to...
Well, I saw today that Yasir is the number one bowler in the world at the moment, which is the first time...
Who?
Yasir Shah.
Yeah, that was just the young fella.
He's the number one in 11 years since a spinner, which I'm assuming was Warnie, for a leg spinner to be called.
You'd think so.
To get number one, there hasn't been...
2005. Well, that was the Ashes.
Yeah, that would have been the Ashes. Yeah, so he was destructive in that
series. He's one of the most. Oh my God. To say, to put the words underrated and Warne next to each other is in every instance ridiculous. Mm. But because that series is remembered as in like England's redemption and such a great competitive series, his performance in that series is completely underrated.
Oh, without a doubt.
Because it was ball and bat.
Yes.
I think he made multiple 70s in that series and he chipped in with valuable 40s. Mm. And then as well took something like 30 wickets or something.
Yeah, it was
like
a decent close to 40. Swag.
He was just
incredible. We toss SK off a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
We really do.
But, he was the legend we grew up with. I'm sure if we were Sri Lankan, we'd be tossing Murali off.
That's true.
If we were Pakistanis, we'd be Mazen Wasim Akram off.
It's true.
So I think it's natural. We want to hear from Woods.
Yeah, we sport Woods for Warnie. I see that.
Yeah, it's just hard, growing up, staying up till 3 a.m. to watch games between Pakistan and, it was just hard to get the exposure.
Oh, I'm with you,
Now, with the internet, we've got no excuse.
I'm just saying, here we are, we're talking about Pakistan and England. We didn't even stay up late to watch
that. And I'll tell you, actually, I turned on to literally that ball he got Gary Ballant out.
That's fantastic.
It was ridiculous. It was like turning on soccer and seeing a goal.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I was just like, I've got to watch the rest of this now.
Did you watch the So they'd set it up on Fox Sports between the Strauss ball and that, and to get a comparison of the two balls. And although Yassir's ball, it got flight, but Warnie, it was interesting to see the two different balls because they got the same result. They both hit leg stump, but Warnie's just... It just gripped in the air and it floated and it tickled and it drifted.
The aggressive drift that makes his look more drastic.
Yeah, it was just, that's what made it. It was so...
But that's why even... hang on, are you talking about Warn Strauss ball? Are you talking about the Gatting ball?
Not the Gatting ball, the Strauss ball. And the Strauss ball, he gets it and it wavered through the air and it wobbled. And in this one, Yassir's ball is, it obviously gets the same result. It's a gorgeous ball.
Yeah.
But it goes straight through and then bounced. And it's just... It was interesting to see, although these balls are very comparable. They both bounced outside, way outside off stump to come back and hit middle and leg. Warn's just, I don't know, felt like the man at the end of his craft the young fella still like
honing it.
Yeah. The guy that's still got all, he's still working on it. And honestly, like, and it's a bit of a shit, you know, a bullet in the foot for Australian, but I would love Warnie to work with Yassir if he hasn't already to perfect that because he could be something that we look back in 10 years if he keeps that up. That's
it's one
cricket.
Ball.
I know it's one ball. I know.
That he was bowling, he was so good.
10
but
wickets and lords against England.
Yeah.
You've got to have done something right. And most of the Pakistani fans on Reddit had written him off. You know, they're saying he wasn't going to do very well in England in the English conditions or outside of the subcontinent. So, you know, it was cool for him to come back and absolutely just destroy it like that and work. And I know that, you know, the game wasn't won by him, you know, completely. Obviously, they still had to take those 10 wickets in the end. And, you know, England put it to them as well. You know, like
that's what I was talking about before. None of the English batsmen, you compared it to our recent tour to England.
Yeah.
I felt a lot of the Australian batsmen were throwing their wickets away.
Yeah.
Whereas I felt the England batsmen were getting bowled out.
Yeah.
They were getting beaten by good balls.
Well, what they said as
well. Anything that broad innings. You know, he got 8 for 15. Good performance. Yeah, I don't want to take anything from it.
Nothing to take away.
But those were bad shots. Really bad shot selection.
Yeah.
And I feel like the way that England batted the other day is completely different.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the other interesting thing I read was about what the Pakistan team did prior to the series. They turned up in England a month before. And they played a couple of the teams that were in the top areas of the county cricket circuit. Mm-hmm. When Australia went over there, we played some of the ones in the bottom. So we played Essex and those types of guys that aren't as they're not as good. You know, they're at the bottom of the ladder. It's like playing Newcastle instead of the Storm if you're trying to get a tune-up game.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to get. So what they've done is that, you know, like they played against hard competitors to make sure that they were getting the best that they could out of their team and test themselves.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's obviously all this stuff about them doing the push-ups, but that was a homage to, you know, because they'd done some stuff up in the north of Pakistan with, like, training groups and whatnot, with, like, the army and stuff, and it was a bit of, like, a nod to them. Now, I know that, you know, I know you're not a man of getting into, you know, the politics or into the you know, that type of rubbish. I do know that about you. But, so we don't have to if you don't want it.
I can't see the problem with that. No, I mean, my whole thing is I still hold a grudge, and I know there'd be plenty of people who rightfully would tell me, just get over it, mate. Mm. But I still hold a grudge for the way that the Australians were treated for how they celebrated after that miraculous win in 2008.
Yeah, that was rubbish.
And it was India claimed that they were playing within the spirit of the game when only one of their players was criticised of racially slurring someone. So I still hold a grudge to that. And not really just against India, against the Australian media. The way that they obviously just didn't like a lot of the Australian cricketers at that time. They were sick of them. They've obviously by that point had been around for a long time.
Yeah.
I felt like there was a lot of grudges
narrative had gone
between the journalists and the players that were released in that story. And a lot of people got the wrong idea about a lot of
people. So the idea, just for the people that don't know the story, just give us a brief, or for Michael.
For 2008, we've talked about the Clark victory, and Australia took 3 wickets in the last 15 minutes of the day. Crazy win. And guys like Adam Gilchrist, you know, a guy like Adam Gilchrist getting criticised and saying he's not playing in the spirit of the game.
The man literally walked. Like, he couldn't be any more in the spirit if he tried.
For him to go and, you know, pump and go, yeah, to the crowd, that's not over-celebrating.
No.
That's not.
No, it's not.
You know, these... And that's why I have no problem with Pakistan going to that. They're celebrating. As long as they eventually acknowledge... Now, this might strike a chord between the two of us, but I didn't like the way that New South Wales handled
it. Oh, I knew this is
But that
this
was
going.
Pretty bad.
Look, yes, it was.
You know, that's piss.
The thing, though, is if for the listeners...
I mean, I like the Warriors. They did that too in the game. And I like the Warriors, and I said, that's piss weak. You don't walk off the court. And even they had more sense because... Like, that one made more sense, sorry, because the series wasn't over. There was still a game to play. Mm. But it's still a little piss weak.
It is piss weak,
to walk off the court without the game even being done.
I agree. The only thing I would say would be... They've done it 10 times in the last 11 years.
I know, but that's no excuse to never be a good sportsman.
You tell me that in 10 years' time. The thing about the Queensland supporters and the Queensland media and the Queensland team is that they're not good losers because they're not used to it. So the minute something happens, it's suddenly like the worst thing ever. But you've already won the series.
The irony in that statement, though, Luke, is like the whole reason why Origin was born about
was the bias
toward New South Wales.
I know. And
so for us to say we don't know how to lose, I'm sure there's a lot of Queenslanders sitting there scoffing their dinner up going, we don't know how to lose?
No, I know that. But I think that the tides have sort of turned to the other side now.
We've had the last 10 through years. Skill, not through
corruption.
Yeah,
no, I agree with that too. I agree. And you're obviously going to feel that way. But... you know, now we're at a point where the New South Wales team should have those feelings should be coming back. For us now, it should be
That's
a case
right.
of, you know what, fuck you.
And
why should I have to grovel, you know, like, piss off, right. I'm going to bloody well get up there. So I understand why he was like, you know what, I'm just going
to
go
but
do
But that's
thing.
Not the right way to do it.
I know
it.
It's not.
That's the worst. That's the opposite. To me, that's more cowardly rather than being like, yeah, it would be more staunch and it'd be more of a symbol for New South Wales to rally behind for him to walk up, shake Cam Smith's hand and say, well played, mate. All respect to you, and then go out and beat him honestly. Not give him a dig in the media or fucking turn his back during a celebration speech. That's childish.
Yeah, but
you
then
know, you may as well go and slur him on Twitter. And that's, to me, the reason why this New South Wales hasn't done well.
But they cop slurs.
Because they're behind
on
a leader like that bloke, who's a pussy, ultimately.
I agree.
He'll hit you when you're not looking.
Yeah, I mean, he did hit 8 miles. That said, Josh McGuire was making shit on Twitter. Like, literally did that.
I'm not going to say... I hate that shit. I'm not
I know
just because
you
a Queenslander.
No, I know you're
not.
But I'm saying, like, there's one example of that occurring. Sure. You know, like, we talk about respect and all these types of things. But then after game two, you know, like, it was Jonathan Thurston that was there in Gallant Space saying, fuck your Blues.
Yeah.
So, and I get that. That's all part of it. And it's all part of the camaraderie. And it's all part of the niggle and all that type of stuff. But... You can't with one hand say, you know, like, you got to show respect and the other be like, fuck your Blues and not realize
that
both that. Sides are dicks.
Sometimes,
it's just that
sometimes
they can be good.
And
sometimes
I agree with that.
Sometimes they can be dicks.
I agree
just,
that, like, you
both
know,
parties
to say fuck
thing.
Your Blues is like, well, you're going to cop verbal. Hmm. But then compare what Thurston did to what Maloney did in the last game. So our biggest grub, and I love JT, but he's a niggle. If you can't say that, if you can't, as a Queenslander, admit that JT is a niggle,
he
and you're not being honest.
It's still the best.
No, he does a little slaps on the face.
Slaps him on
like,
the
yeah,
face and
niggle.
Then stood behind Cam
or the,
Smith.
Or the
best.
Shit he gave Mitchell Pearce in that scrum. Yeah. God, I loved that. And yeah, that's the part about footy where it's like that kind of stuff.
It's
yeah, get under it. But
yeah.
Once the game is said and done, come back down to earth. The point of sport is that you can release that stuff, stays on the field, whatever. When it's that's right. And that's you compare Paul Gallen to Cameron Smith. And it's lack of composure.
Oh,
that's the ultimate major composure. Difference. No, Paul Gallen has no composure, and it was.
Did this just become Wide World of Woods? By the way,
I know we can cut this.
We have derailed this.
But sports always lead into each other.
Yeah, it's true. But anyway, back to the cricket. But it is something that.
But the reason I brought it up was we were talking about the celebration.
Yes,
and when we're talking about the Pakistan one, I don't think that's.
Oh,
that's something to get your tizzy over. It's
especially
away
when they did
their
the sprinkler.
Team. It's well, yeah, exactly. And I think most England fans would be like, we're not upset by that. And I think if you look at what Alistair Cook said, he didn't even really say that much.
No, because he couldn't. Because like, they'd already done
that's
it once.
But
that, like, it,
their media is trying to stir up like he's like, well, this is bullshit. But he didn't. He didn't really. But anyway, the celebration doesn't bother me.
No.
It's a bonding thing. They went up to do like a survival camp or whatever with the army and recruits like that. So they paid some homage to that by doing push-ups at the end.
So
and
who cares?
And it was awesome.
And if all it would take now is if they go on to lose the series, you got to best believe that the English will get down and do 30 Well, not 30. You'll say they'll do five. But they will do push-ups. Because it'll be a case of like, but that's part of it. That's all.
But that's my, that was what brought up my initial point, is that, like, take for instance in the last 2020 World Cup. When Ben Stokes started doing the champion dance, everyone was like, oh, it's a, you're a dick. It's like a, it's like someone, they were treating it like it was a wrestler doing the other guy's finishing move or something. And it's like, dude, if you're going to dance every time
you do anything,
you do anything, you're going to expect that the other team's going to start literally getting annoyed by that.
When you get off the bus.
Yeah. Like, you're going to have, like, you got to understand people getting, but so you're exactly right. If Pakistan end up losing, they can't cry.
They will not cry.
They can't cry shame when England do that push-up thing back to them and go, absolutely, hey, how you like me now?
Yeah.
Because that's, and that's sportsmanship. Yeah. That's gamesmanship. There's nothing cruel. There's nothing.
Yeah, there's no malice.
No, and it, and there's nothing personal about it. I'm doing this because I just beat you in a game, not because I think you're a dick and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think there's ways to go about gamesmanship, and then there's ways that are like, you're taking this too personally, you know, remember it's a game.
Let's relax for 2 minutes, guys.
Oath.
Yeah. So,
there's the, and amongst that, my main point out of that whole test was, it was just, Test cricket's back. You know, when you watch a game like that, you're like, that's what no other format of cricket can give you.
Mm.
The tension, you know, the excitement, the stakes, everything's so, everything's so high.
The story. I think I really enjoyed the story.
There's so much context. And to further what we were talking about last episode, can you imagine if, you know, we always had an extra bit of context? Mm. So even if there was a more obvious outcome or predictable outcome about to occur, there would be that extra context, you know?
Yeah.
There would be that, oh, but, you know, we might be eight for and obviously not going to be able to chase the total, but we got to hang in there because if we can draw this series, we still make it up that second rankings and we'll be versing, and we might be going next season, we might be going for top three or, you know, that kind of context is just,
it gives
the icing on the cake.
At the moment, all it is, well, if we don't win this one, or if we draw this, we go on, we've got to play the next couple in the series. Mm. And that's it. It's very short-sighted.
Well, the point of why it's a win-win is, think about that game. That game loses absolutely nothing from having that extra context added.
Yep.
If you then look at a game that's more predictable, like some of the games that were played last summer in Australia against Australia and New Zealand, they're being predictable, and they were bland, and I'm a mad cricket fan, and they were pretty boring to watch. If you add that extra context, you're helping that become more exciting and you're not hurting at all. You're not taking away anything from the exciting game. So to me, it's win-win. I don't know. Obviously, smarter people and people who know more would be able to say, well, what about that? And what about that? And what about that?
Yeah.
But first glance, it seems like a win-win.
Well, yeah. You know, obviously, we posted on Reddit and, you know, Gallifrey 338, I think it was, was, you know, was very, I think he was happy with how we deconstructed it. But, you know, so I guess the point I'm trying to make here is that the guy, and a shout out to the guy that put off the Hanif Muhammad. I think that was really cool. And to see like some other,
we'll talk about that when we get to
that. But, the point that I sort
classic
of got was,
shout out.
Yeah. Classic shout out. Luke saying that guy with a thing. Anyway, the point I was trying to make was that there have been changes to this game that we love over many, many years, you know? It wasn't that long ago that there were 6 day tests and 8 ball overs and games went forever. And, you know, over the years.
Yeah, that's test cricket. I would have, man. A game that just went for like 6 months. Oh, I would love that. It's like, this guy's on 4,680. Just will not give in.
He's out there. Guy's skin and bones
lost,
at this point.
Yeah, he's lost.
He's all dehydrated.
50 kilos.
Yeah, it's up at like Calcutta.
They've subbed in the janitor.
Yeah, he's like, fuck it, someone's going to get in there. Anyway, yeah, so I think that, like, there is room in the game for change. There always has been. And I just love the idea that they're like, no, we can't possibly.
What it takes is total commitment. There's obviously going to be one thing. We didn't get total commitment, though, did we?
Okay, yeah, no, that is true. All right.
So that's
the elephant in the room.
Is the obvious.
The Indian elephant in the room.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I was going to, and I was like, that could be.
And it's the Indian elephants. That's what they're called.
Ganesh. I was giving him props. There's two types of elephants, African and Indian. I was like,
right?
Yeah, I was completely wrong. I was bushed. I was going somewhere else.
You've got to read up on your elephants.
Yeah, I know, right? What am I doing? Now I forgot where I was at.
Something about the 6 days test, boys. You would love a 6 month test.
I would love a 6 month test.
Yeah.
But it takes total commitment, and I think it's been proven over the last decade that there's an obvious, like you said, Indian elephant in the room.
Yeah.
So it's once we, it is, I'm Thank pretty you. Well done. I would think that if they can, if we can get that, if we can get over that speed bump, then it could happen. It could be a reality, but until then. Yeah,
I saw today that they've made changes to the BCCI and how they operate. They can't have any politicians on the board, no one over the age of 70, and there are a couple of other things that they brought in to, I think, to kind of shuffle it about a bit, because I'm sure that it's getting a bit stagnant. And a man in his 70s may not necessarily...
Australia and England of the 60s, and it's what caused World Series cricket and one-day cricket and all that 100%. Stuff.
100%. So, well, who knows what will happen now, but... Yeah, exactly, as you say.
Different group of people doing it.
Yeah, and we're all sitting around going, I can't believe it. No, man, it's happened before.
It's happened plenty of times.
Yeah.
So that's it, and we won't go too much into that. But now we'll talk about our quick six.
Yeah,
That's a terrible segue, isn't it?
Jesus, man, you were so slow. It was,
just very forced, wasn't it, people?
You limped it.
You're
right in and tell us how forced that was.
We're just breaking the fourth wall here. And geez, wasn't that a shit segue into the next segment? It really was.
Yeah, Jones, good game up, mate.
Anyway,
I'm going to get in on this. Like, that was a nice edit. Ooh.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, Michael, great work there, mate.
These levels are just phenomenal.
Really great stuff, mate.
Okay, I know when you're patronizing.
Luke is patronizing.
Hey, how come I am always the one patronizing?
You just seemed to take offense before when he said that, so it's now going to be something I prod.
I saw that you had a boil, and I thought I would poke it.
Anyway, this week we're doing top six cricket uniforms. Yes. Ba-ba-ba.
Well, this week it's the cricket uniforms, and it's something that I think is...
Very dear to our heart.
It is. It's dear to everyone's heart. Yeah. I think
it's probably the most important part of cricket.
We think about it. The test matches are over. The summer's, on its way out. What have we got next? The ODIs.
What pajamas are we going to put on?
Pajamas? Yeah.
That's it.
I can't wear my fleecies. No. It's too hot. Yeah. But what am I going to wear? I'm going to wear the jersey.
So that's what we're doing. And we obviously thought we had to stick to the limited overs.
Obviously.
Because we figured that,
The cricket whites, I mean.
South African's test uniform probably isn't too different to the Australian one, which isn't too different to the... I mean, the different trims we could discuss.
You know what we could have
I'm
done?
I'm not much of a fashionista, so...
We could have done the different advertising that's been on, like the three. Remember the three logo on the Aussie jersey?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That was a
And
good
you know
one.
One interesting thing about that, Luke? Sure. A very pointless, interesting piece of information.
I revel with pointless, interesting
is that
information.
If you were left-handed, which you are.
Yes, I am.
They would put the logo on the left arm of you, because when you're batting, that's the one that's
seen.
Well,
my right arm, sorry.
Of course. Yeah. Sorry, it's the opposite
right arm.
Yeah,
are you joking? Fine. Really?
No, have a look.
That is
I remember
pointless.
One day being like, hey, why is this backwards? And then it all dawned on me. I think my dad was like, yeah, well, that's probably why they do that.
Oh, my God. Like, well, that makes sense. I mean, like, what's the point of having...
It's like, hey, and let's ruin more things. When you're watching the footy or most sporting events, and you're like, oh, look at all those... things painted on the ground.
Yeah.
And all those advertising. People do
that.
Majority of them are not actually there.
They're...
And this might be obvious to a lot of people, but it was only about a year ago that I figured that out. One of my mates was like, dude,
hydrogen
see
bombs
that, like,
in Michael's head at
see
the
that
moment.
Bundaberg rum sign on the ground? That's not really there.
Yeah, because you can tell.
It's digitally put in.
Yeah. So they do it on the big screen camera, the one that follows the light. But then if they choose a second camera and they look at it, won't be there. And it happens, it takes them quite a bit to get the digital in there, because they've got to put it there, and then the players have to be able to run over the top of it
and
not,
still cut through. Yeah, it's like Microsoft Word behind text.
There was a big funny moment last week in the NRL. The at NRL was trending, but not for any of the right reasons. It was trending because the sign writer had put it on the ground, the at NRL, but he had done just a shit job. it looked so bad.
Okay, we have a look?
Yeah, we'd have to bring it up. It's so funny, because it's like this big chubby at, and then a big N, and then this skinny little crappy RL, and it's so funny.
I love pedantic things like that.
Yeah, I don't know what you would have to look it up. Like
at NRL trending, shit typing is what I put.
Yeah, it was definitely the
Google has to work hard when I'm driving.
Yeah.
Number six, the West Indies of the late 1970s, or West Indies
World Series cricket. I mean, like, if you're going to start off a uniform color,
the first ones,
you got to start big, and you got to start with the West Indies in that glorious pink.
Oh,
can you imagine being one of those big West Indian bowlers?
Do you think they would have said like the pink, or is just like faded?
Oh, man, that was pink. Faded from what?
Red?
Like, what, did they put him in the wash? Like, yeah. Oh, my God.
Mum, put it in with the socks and...
This is what happened, I mean...
Never mix reds and whites.
Well, they'd never been worn before, you know, so I don't think they could possibly have been, you know, because that's me. Pink.
Either way...
they take out our sixth spot with that wonderful, glorious pink strip. It was a sight to behold. You know, as far as if you're going to have a top six of the old pajama game, you got to have them in there. I don't think you can get away with it, you know?
Fair enough.
Anyway.
That's number six.
So at number five, the 2014 Pakistan strip. It was a glorious strip.
Fan of this one.
Oh, the dark green.
I was actually advocated for this one. The dark, I mean, Pakistan have always used between the green and the yellow, but
yeah,
I always like them when
I
never liked the lime green.
The green tree frog.
Yeah, no, I didn't like that one. Yeah, okay. I like the darker green.
Yeah, well, this is this one.
And with, yeah, people that's
why gonna
I
listen to this
it.
And be like, these motherfuckers.
Yeah, what are we talking about? But seriously, it's the most important part of cricket.
It's okay? What we all, it's honestly, we come.
Everyone knows.
You come at the end of the test. You come to the end of the test series. Yep. And the ODIs are on. And it's important what we wear.
Yeah, it's different.
So this is important, you know? So the Pakistan one
has a yellow crescent moon.
And the star.
With the star in the middle.
The Pakistan
maybe
flag.
A bit loud for some, but I'm a pretty loud guy, so I'm pretty happy with that. I liked it.
It's a good one. It's a nice dress.
I don't know anything else to say about clothes. It looks nice on my eyes.
It's aesthetically pleasing.
It is. So Pakistan, delicious. 2014, I'm pretty sure that was for a World Cup.
I think it was. That's the one where he's doing the big star.
So I think that was...
Just turned back the books.
I don't think it was. The World Cup was in 2015 from the start. Anyways, 2014, whatever. Pakistan, they were wearing the same jersey. It looked great. So, yeah, I like it. I just, in terms of why I think it's cool, it's the symbols really stand out against the dark... dark green.
So,
excellent.
Number four. Last week was so in-depth.
This week is bland.
Just, well, we like green.
Deal with it. Anyway, number four. This was a cool one. I can talk while I like this one.
Yes.
Is because it's kind of the opposite of what you expect. The 92 World Cup India jersey.
Indian strip.
We checked this one out. It was mostly black and it had the orange... green and blue,
they had
blue on the shoulder.
Yeah, they all
like they all had the shoulder.
But it was like a nice dark blue, and it looked good. It was
big fan of that one.
Yeah,
and I think, I mean, if you're gonna have New Zealand sort of sometimes go away from the color black, then I think someone has to pick up that. And Australia's done it sometimes. Remember their T20 shirt?
Yeah,
was black with the green and the yellow. Which I like when Australia sticks yellow.
I know you weren't a big fan of the grey one. I quite enjoyed the grey. The grey for me will always be remembered because that was the one that David Warner really hit the scene, and he was around that time. So I always whenever I think of that jersey, here I am talking about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dave Warner always, because he hit that big slog sweep reverse for six.
Yeah, that was
cool. There was a lot of S's in that sentence. Mm. Ooh.
Well, so yeah, the India one, 92.
Yeah,
I reckon that's our number four.
Mm.
Number three. Now we're really starting to get to the ones that we can talk a lot about.
Now, I really enjoy this jersey.
Yeah.
As a fan of the color blue,
Look, I'm a massive advocate for blue. Been a fan of blue since I was born.
I did. I had a blue room when I was a child.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we painted it. It was great.
Fuck yeah.
Anyway, it's the Sri Lankan 2011 kit.
And Sri Lanka stay pretty true.
They
as
have
well.
Been. They have been.
They haven't really
the whole way through.
Varied too much. But the 2011 one has.
It's a nice.
It's the nice color blue, and it's got that yellow.
Are you right? You're getting the sentence out.
Just can't believe I'm sitting here. I remember thinking when we were like, we should pick the best cricket uniforms. That's a good idea, eh?
Like, yeah.
That's a good idea. I
we
mean,
can talk about that
for
days.
It's more chilled out than what we've done in the past.
Yeah.
I think this one, while chilled out, we just meant, we literally don't give a shit, and it's ridiculous that we're even sitting here like, the jerseys, I like the purple.
Like the trim.
Yeah, I like the trim. And that's the only thing I know about it.
Well, mostly it's because I really enjoy the cricketers that were wearing that jersey. But it still had
And everything that the Sri Lankan outfit does have.
I like, in the Sri Lankan flag, the lion and the yellow part of it. Yeah. So I like that when that's on the front of it. And it's got like a few different colors in there. Like, forgive me if I'm wrong, but there's like elements of green and red in that little lion
it's
logo.
A cool jersey.
So I think all those colors then, they come in and they make a bit more a special thing.
Let me ask you this.
So I'll ask this one.
Yeah, shoot.
What makes a good uniform?
And I think that's what we're saying. We have no idea.
Well, so but far,
for us, we can only say what we like.
We like colors.
Yeah.
Mm. Bright colors.
Mm. Primary colors.
Primary colors, greens, blues, you know, that level.
I'm not a big fan of when you get into like teals and magentas. That's when I'm out, you know.
Magenta.
Your maroons.
Now maroon's not maroon's a nice color. No, maroon's. Yeah, okay, now maroon's shit. It's terrible. No, look at him.
Maroon's oh, shut up. Nah, like, really. That's why I like it. Ultimately, you know, it's a color.
It is. It is a color. But that said, we're really important. We really enjoy these colors.
I like colors.
We are down for it. Absolutely. So that brings us to number two, which is the close one to our hearts.
Yeah, this one I can say will, remember it just purely from, like you said before, the players that wore it. And, the sort of great memories that you got from seeing that and seeing the teams playing that jersey.
Well, that team,
so the 94 to 96 Australian one day uniform was always pretty similar. It had the Southern Cross stars. And it kind of looked like stumps as well. Down the side of the trim. And if you want to look it up for reference, but I think we're going
to
link.
We'll link pictures of these so you can see what we're talking about.
So it's not just us. You're not just going off our great explanations of them.
We're like, it's blue.
Yeah. But that picture of Bevan. Yeah. After he's hit that four off That'd the last cool. ball. I like that jersey. That to me, that should always be the Australian.
Just 24/7.
Just keep the same the whole time.
Update the stars or just keep the... Absolutely the same.
Has the Southern Cross updated, Luke? Or is it still the same?
No.
Yeah.
Well, they've gotten older. Yeah, 10 years older.
Maybe we can move them up just like a centimetre or something. But other than that, I'm happy with that.
Like, oh yeah, we can tell it's the 2016
maybe if we, one. Maybe They've if we had the Southern Cross on our jerseys, so many people wouldn't have to get them tattooed on their backs.
Hey, that is a point.
Mm. Anyways, that silenced the room. I didn't expect that one to get such a... went down like a lead balloon. Jesus.
It was a good point well made. That was consideration.
I was going for yucks.
No, you're right. I've just realised that the three of us don't have any tattoos as far as I know.
None of us are cool.
Well, you wouldn't put a sticker on a Mercedes.
I just think with tattoos,
I like that you see yourself as a Merc. That's quite nice. You're like, yeah, I'm a big ass Merc.
I just don't think I could ever be satisfied with having, like picking. No. I wouldn't be able to pick something and be like, yeah, I'm stoked with that. Like, I'm going to have that the whole time on me.
Not even a Southern Cross? Picture of Bevo on your back?
No. Why would I want something on my back? I can't see it.
That's always what annoyed me about tattoos.
I don't plan to be on my belly all that much, Luke. I don't know what these people expect.
Hey.
You get an upside down Shane Watson on your belly so you can see it.
I'd be more inclined to get stuff upside down on me. Sort of, oh, shit, there he is.
Oh, found Wally. He's up my tummy.
See, that's a funny tattoo.
There you go.
Because then you could actually, it's a game. But the only thing is, Wally's always in the same spot. So after a few days, you're like, well, there he is. He hasn't changed. But as you get older, he moves down your body.
Yeah, there you go. You know what? I've derailed this. I'm so sorry, guys.
You brought up tattoos.
You're right. So the special mentions this week are more not shout-outs. We've gone the opposite way.
We've taken the good, the Watch Mojo version of it. The dishonorable mentions this week.
The good and the bad.
Yeah, so these are dishonorable mentions.
Colors you hate.
Shitty jersey, you're like, go away from that. But again, just our opinion. I'm sure many people are like, man, they're best. But anyway, we decided number one, the all red England. You're blue England.
What was that? Just go back to what you're good at, which is wearing blue.
But
and then a little
like
white,
I said earlier on, I kind of understand because there's a lot of blue.
Yeah, but
it's like three teams that are blue. But I prefer...
Who wears all red? I guess nobody now. Zimbabwe. But,
well, I haven't seen Zimbabwe play.
Yeah, I haven't seen them play at ODI. Thanks very much. Then again, they're playing against India. So, you know what? The point is that I don't think they will wear it. They're not. They weren't wearing it when they're playing Zimbabwe. I'm sure.
True. Well, my point. No, that would be silly. Red on
it
red.
Would be. Red on
my
red.
My point is that I think. I like when countries have the traditional colors, and I don't like when they go too far away from it. I know I said I like the India
black trim.
Yeah, but that just looked badass, and I think black is a cool color. It's a base, you know, like you don't sit there and go, "Oh, white, what the hell?" So, like, black and white can be the base of something and then chuck your colours on.
All right, all right.
But
so all red English jersey for a few years back, we're not fans of it. Either of us were.
No.
You know, not big
and
fans.
And to head to our own backyard.
Yeah, as if we're not going to give
Australia,
shit to England.
Australia.
They're not without their own, you know,
and Australia
issues.
Is yellow.
We are. Canary
it's
gold.
It's Australian gold. Canary yellow. Australian gold, my friend.
Don't you fucking forget it.
Yeah, so that's right.
That
we're not
kills
don't,
Michael.
Don't,
he's looking at me like, I
don't do
know.
Green.
Don't
Australia.
Do it. Like, don't
expensive green.
Don't do dark green. Nah, and the only reason they did it was so that the Commonwealth Bank, who sponsored it,
which is yellow,
popped
stood
out
more.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
What
that's
a stupid
right.
reason to bloody well do something.
It's all about the sponsors.
It's all got to be about that sponsor. Go that's get right. that coin.
Which is why Sporting Woods you can trust, because we have no sponsors.
Yeah, we sponsor ourselves. I think. I don't even know if I do that. Anyway, the point is that there was it was the controversy that it brought, and it was in there for a few years, that dark one. And it was, it didn't make much sense. No. It'd be like the Wallabies wearing...
Everyone hated that blue one.
Yeah, exactly.
That 98 one, even though I kind of liked it. But everyone else hated it. And But that was kind of when I really started to learn rugby, so maybe I like it for
different
reasons.
You just like it for other reasons.
But okay, anyway. Anyway, here
the
we come.
The point is that it wasn't great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dark green Australia, boo.
But we're here. We're at number one. This Michael's putting the cheers
of
in the background.
Of the most important countdown that we've done so far.
Yeah.
The quick six, top six cricket uniforms. Fuck, that's difficult to say.
You nailed it. The quick six.
The quick six, top six cricket uniforms.
And it's not, the answer isn't Shane Warne.
Yeah, his uniform has the Australian green and gold, but with slight cigarette burns on the
little bit of pie sauce, like
if you
Alex.
Look closely here, that is a stain. That is a stretch. What are the
and after a big summer, he wears it as a midriff.
I was going to say little tummy front on him. Yeah, no, sorry,
SK, you haven't made it.
But
this
but he still made a mention in it. So
of course he did.
Yes,
number one, I don't think anyone's surprised by this. It's one of the best jerseys.
It's so good. It's just, I think in its classicness, just absolutely rocks, you know?
Yeah, and there's something about it that almost typifies
the
cricket.
Type of cricket.
Like, or just cricket. Like, you see that jersey, it's not anything.
It's cricket.
You know, it's like when you see a Barcelona jersey, you're like, that's a soccer jersey.
Yeah.
You know, you can almost just tell that's a soccer jersey.
Yeah.
See this New Zealand, the even going from World Series, they had the similar jersey.
It was all
for a long
rolling
time.
With
that
beige.
The beige. Yeah.
The beige that the Kiwis wear.
Bring that back.
Why
are India
they
in black
it?
With the cool blue. Oh, man. You're going to have some wicked jerseys.
You know what? Let's just do it ourselves. Should fuck we? It. Let's get onto them. We'll be like, oi, Kiwi man.
Put them back.
Go back to the beige.
That's
and they'll probably be like,
I mean, you still see so many punters in the crowds in New Zealand wearing those jerseys.
It's a cool jersey. And it's such like an iconic thing, you know? It's certainly something that I would like. I would love to see them come back. That said, the New Zealand jersey with the big fern on the front, I really like
cool.
that. It was a nice jersey. I mean, it's no beige, but
it's
a nice
that
jersey.
That is a pretty cool jersey too. But I think everyone loves that original Kiwi jersey.
Absolute ripper of a kit.
Let's be honest. It was the reason why we decided to do this.
It really
quick
is.
Quick six because
it
we
is.
Enjoy
we
that
thought
jersey.
Of that and went, let's just build let's something just around it. This oh, bad
it.
Boy.
So there it is. There's our quick six. Cricket uniforms, if you've got any suggestions, if you want to make fun of our picks, go for it. Hit us up on Reddit.
Yeah.
Join our Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. We're around town. Check us out. We're Sporting Woods and we're out.
Follow us around town.
Words. And then make like a...
How we've had a convert.
Alex Jones is on 4.9.
Oh,
out of 50.
Yeah, that was
last
week.
Close. Last week.
Last week.
Last week.
Previously
on Sporting.
Now
Woods.
Here I am.
Pokemon sucks. How are you this week, Alex?
Pokemon rules. Pokemon.
It's not even that far from the truth.
No. Fuck no. I nearly killed myself like 10 times this week with Pokemon. I haven't. Pokemon and driving is bad, people.
Yeah, don't do
don't
it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't, seriously.
Unless you find a level 280 Pikachu, then who the hell is going to blame you? You know, like seriously, who's judging you for putting your life in danger for level 280
Pikachu? Sorry, I found that
Pikachu.
250 Pikachu, and he's like, where? He's like, back there, man. He's like,
fucking bang a Yui. And he's
sign writing on the ground, like sign writing.
Sign writing is the sky, isn't it?
No.
Oh no, sky writing is. Damn, I hate being recorded.
Sign writing's when it's on a sign.
Fuck up.
I don't know.
I hate recording all the dumb
Maybe
things
look
I
up
say.
Like Reddit slash NRL.
Just in case they're sitting there being like, look, I'm Merv Hughes. I don't want to like throw Jesus, them off their game.
This guy. Yeah, a little dropping.
Where's Michael?
Yeah, I know.
What happened to him? Who's this guy?
Well, what's happened Cricket is we've historian. Reached the end of... Well, nearly the end. I've got one more in the tank.
4.4?
Of cricketers that I know.
You know what? As far as progression goes in this story of us making sure that Michael actually knows some stuff
and
about cricket...
And he can partake in our cricket conversation. Look at this.
This is new uncharted territory. Names. It only took us a year.
Yeah, that's...